Happy New Year and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are trying a new format as we head into the new year, as you noticed. No intro music or introduction, and we'll do the same on the outro. No outro music or exit information, any of that stuff. And it's because I'm trying to free up some time to give ourselves a little more time to teach. Of course, today we're kind of blowing that by giving you this big intro, but that's just the nature of it, to try to establish a new format, a new way of doing things. And also, we're not really confining ourselves to necessarily 5 minutes. You got to understand, I've been doing this for years. I've sort of gotten used to how to pace myself into and out of about 4 minutes and 15 seconds by the time I put the tags on the front and the back. So it might take me a little while to sort of loosen myself up from that little 415, 420 restraint and just let it fly, and then there are going to be days where I'm going to end up in that time frame just naturally, and then there's going to be other days where we've got some other things to say, and we'll go a little bit longer. So I hope you enjoy the format, and it also frees me up as the year goes along to do some other things. If we want to break down some sermons or whatever, we could put them in smaller segments and post them here on the DDP. As for now, I want to continue our journey verse by verse through the great book of Romans. And it just so happened that we were able to finish up the third chapter as we finished up December. And you know me, if you've listened long enough, I really love to start a new month on a new chapter when it's possible. And it worked out perfectly to do so on this. So if you followed along, the first three chapters of Romans have been quite an adventure. And I am intentionally, if you've noticed, doing reviews as we go, because I think it's so easy to forget our context, our audience, what we've accomplished. So Paul, to this point, has begun a conversation. I think the key theme of his conversation started way back in Romans 1 when he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." And then he talks about how the righteousness of God is revealed in that. And he counter argues righteousness against wrath. So he sort of meanders off that righteousness theme to show that the wrath of God is revealed against, and then he goes through this list of things that it's revealed against. And in doing so, he puts guilt upon people that don't know God. He puts guilt upon Jews specifically. This, now we've floated over into the second chapter. He gives the means of repentance or mind change and how God brings that about. He then gets deeper into his Jewish guilt argument by establishing guilt as lawbreakers and then establishing guilt independent of circumcision. He brings the argument full circle and states that righteousness then can't come because you're circumcised. That led him into the third chapter. Remember, he didn't break these into chapters. We do. Leads him into the third chapter, which is where his argument begins to transition into the now argument, the great 21st verse, now righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. And that's where we wound that whole chapter down over the last couple of weeks of the month of December, is where we sort of broke down all of those just meaty points he makes in verses 21 through 26. He excludes boasting at the end of that third chapter and then transitions us into this phrase from Romans 4:1. What then shall we say that our Father has found according to the flesh? That's a sort of a weak translation. It would be, what does our Father in the flesh then have to do in this scenario? Based upon the fact that we do not become righteous through the law, but through faith, where does Abraham slot into all of this? For if Abraham, verse 2, was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. And it is a little deep to jump into in one at what would probably be the tail end of a podcast. So I want to just set this contrast up for you to think about overnight. I want you to look at Romans 4:2. If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. I want you to compare that with James chapter 2, verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? We're going to talk about that and what that means. Is that a contradiction? And how we can bring some light onto this. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.